You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you for being in the space. Thank you for creating the space for us. Every single one of you created the space, whether you know it or not. This is your space. This is the Wisdom Orb. This is the community that every single one of you has created. And here we are in the collective consciousness. We are here to expand our consciousness, to accelerate our ascension. And we're here to hear amazing speakers who are guided by the divine to show up and show up for all of us to help us on our paths. The theme for this particular season for Wisdom of the Ancients is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. So this is about knowing. This is about remembering the truth of who we really, really, really are. So our souls shine bright for all the world to see. So we become one with our true selves. And so as we begin the show today, let us call on the ancient ones. Let us call on the ascended masters. Let us call on the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us, to support us, and open our hearts today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. I'm excited to announce Joy Baker is with us. So during her 25 years of training horses, Joy found that she had the ability to easily connect with those that had been abused or who were labeled mean by others. However, once she realized that any further career options in the horse industry were limited, she made a life-altering decision and chose to focus all her time and effort into her emotional growth. She walked away from her life with horses over 20 years ago and began her journey of self-discovery and inner healing. It was during this time that she realized her ease at connecting with and understanding abused horses was a gift that she could offer to support and inspire humanity. After years of soul searching and inner work, Joy has developed the ability to read the emotional energies we each carry within us and now offers remote energy clearings. And everyone, I guess, I'm suspecting we might experience a little bit of that on the show today. Joy reads the energy in the picture of a person and can see and identify disempowering core beliefs, emotions, and patterns, which she then clears from the energy field and chakras. Many clients have reported having been at a loss as to where to turn next and were ready to end it all. They simply were not able to see their way out of the stuck place they were in. After listening to and experiencing the clearings, they report feeling renewed and ready to experience life once again. Joy reminds us that we are all valuable. We all have value, regardless of what we've been through, have done, or have experienced. Each remote clearing is as unique as the individual receiving it and can range from a simple tune-up to a life-changing awakening. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Joy to the show. Welcome, Joy.
Hi, Ian. It's so awesome to be here on your show. I'm so looking forward to working with you and your tribe here.
Yeah, everyone is excited to hear about what you're going to be sharing. So let me share with them what the show is about. So everyone today is going to, Joy is going to be talking about living the abundance of the 5D existence. Really living in the 5D world of love and money and finding out what does that really mean. And we'll also be experiencing a live money clearing activation really designed to support you in creating a consciousness of abundance. So that's going to be more than likely at the end of the show, we'll finish with that activation. But you never know how spirit guides us. And of course, star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. And that will give you the opportunity to either receive a clearing or a reading or something from Joy, however spirit guides Joy to work with you. So star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question along with your name and location in the question box, and we'll get to that part of the show as well. So there's also going to be the process I mentioned around creating space to receive money. Joy will explain that in greater detail in a little while. But yeah, let's go ahead and get this started, Joy. I wanted to ask you, this seems to be a theme that might be a recurring theme really in the spiritual community. And that's why some people feel that there might be a conflict between abundance, living a life of financial abundance, and being a person on the spiritual or the awakening path. Could you share a little bit about the relationship between abundance and being on the spiritual path?
Sure, absolutely. So, and yeah, that's so often we see that somebody who's really very loving and kind and maybe an amazing healer, energy worker, coach, and yet living in, you know, almost poverty or stuck in scarcity, lack and limitation. And it's not money. When I've been shown the, like, money as a energy, a vibration, a frequency in the divine field, it's the same literally as love. It's divinity. That's all it is. It's when it's brought into the human consciousness. And when we bring it into the human consciousness and we say money is bad, well, somebody who's spiritual, who's kind-hearted, who really just wants the best for others, to, you know, to support others and being the best they can be, to be the best they can be themselves, they don't want to be thought of as a bad person or seen as a bad person. So if they've been brought up around scarcity or lack and limitation or any kind of thinking or beliefs that says money is bad, money is the source of all your problems, anything like that, they're going to reject money. Yet when we get into that, I mean, when you're in that 5D world, which is the five, you know, the world of love and expansion, it's money is, that's, it's abundant. As you know, the creator is abundant. So yes, you can, we can all be spiritual and be financially abundant. And you said at the beginning, the show, I mean, this season, it's all about, you're all about accelerating our ascension. And how do you do that? Money supports that. Oh, okay, that just brought in a lot of stuff. Can I do a bit of clearing here?
Definitely.
Okay, so when I said money supports ascension, it just brought in, okay, let's see what came in. Mostly anger, but more resistance and resentment. So it's like, when I said, okay, so let's look at this. So all the ways you're even resisting the belief that money supports your ascension. And so it's almost, and this is what our ego mind will do, our unconscious conditioned ego mind will, like, it starts to, because it's not ready to break through, it's not ready to live that abundant life yet, it will find all the kinds of proof and reasons and evidence it needs to, you know, argue, basically argue the truth. And that's what's going on here. So let's go right into that resistance. Allow the, okay, let's, we're going to ask Source to bring some softening into that resistance. Okay, so now what's coming up is that resistance, let's go, is it's a fear of vulnerability. Okay, so now what we're going into is, this is actually a fear of freedom. And because when you've got lots of money, then there's choices, there's possibilities, there's opportunities available to you. So you connect to the world in a bigger way, you get out there in a bigger way, you travel, you have new experiences, you meet new people, and that causes you to feel vulnerable. And if you don't feel safe in the world, you can feel vulnerable. And so then, okay, so then right there, there's, I just felt that you went back to your, and I mean you, I mean anybody who's listening to this, is, went back to that, like the small world, feeling safe. So it's a comfort zone. Okay. All the ways you feel, if you step out of your comfort zone, then something bad could happen. You could be attacked, shamed, humiliated, bullied. Let's go ahead and release that. All the ways you resist freedom and therefore financial abundance because of all the experiences it offers you and all the proof and evidence you have that you're not safe. Let's go ahead and release that. There you go. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. So, well, that was kind of an example right there of how we'll resist stepping into, you know, expansiveness and freedom.
Yeah.
And yeah, so just, Source is so awesome. I mean, it just, you know, exactly what we need. It says, let's give a real-time example here. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, wonderful. What I wanted to do now, Joy, is maybe have you for a couple of minutes talk about what you've just done and what you do. So obviously you are someone who has been tapped on the shoulder by the divine to say, hey, your role, among some other roles, but is to help people shift their paradigms and to change and remove limiting beliefs, help people change their relationship with money. So, you know, I've just spoken that, but what would you say if you had to explain for those listening what you do, what would you say that your divine assignment is?
Great question. Like you said, support people in, the money and more in that, because we think of money, like I just such a, as soon as I say the word money, it just gets really heavy and dense, yet money is simply an energy and a consciousness, and it's bringing that awareness into the 5D world, because I know so many amazing people and amazing healers in that, but there's, like, if you're going to be in that place of love, you want to be in that place of abundance, because that's what supports you to create as well. And I've gone through 2 bankruptcies. I went through them because I felt I went through a lot of trauma in my life and sexual abuse and bullied and being bullied and extreme painful shyness. And when I left the horses after my, you know, whole life spent with horses and I started getting out to the world, I had no idea about people. I had no idea how to relate to people. They were like another species. And so it's all, and then remembering the sexual abuse and the, you know, 8 years of repressed memories and that, and I just couldn't pick myself out of that, you know, feeling completely worthless. But, and I would get knocked down, Ian, and get knocked down. And I thought, I mean, there were times I thought I can't get back up. And all this, of course, affected my money situation. And finally, I said, after being knocked down again, I went, okay, something's got to shift. And I consciously remember saying, I'm tired of remembering this story of pain and I'm ready to move out of it. And that was probably around 2014. And that's when things started to shift. And it's been a journey since then, but it's like I consciously changed the direction I was going in from one of, I still work on myself and stuff still comes up, of course. But it's different. I've got that forward movement. And when I decided that, I decided, okay, so how do I move forward? How do I change my money situation? Because I used to say everything in my life has changed 180 degrees except for the money situation. That felt stuck. And it wasn't until I valued myself and I started really saying, I'm ready. I choose to value myself. And even if nobody else does, I choose to value myself and what I have to offer. And that just changed. I mean, the universe responds to your vibration, and that's all, your vibration. And that was like, it just changed the course of my life. And then gradually, everything started to just, you know, turn around and shift in that. And, now I'm doing this full time, and I'm blessed with this gift and able to support others on their journey.
Beautiful. You know, when I think about the community, I really see maybe what I would call 2 camps, right? So there's people who maybe have that perception around money that we spoke about earlier, Joy. And then there's also people, though, who really feel that they have a good relationship with money, who understand that abundance is our birthright and is all part of just really our unity consciousness, but yet are not able to attract that the vibration of abundance. So for those people who do have a good relationship with money or a good perception around money and don't see it as evil and don't see it as something that is contradictory to leading an awakened life, but yet still don't have the money, what would you say to, you know, people in that group? What is blocking people in that group from receiving? Is it past life trauma? Is it karma? What is it?
I love that question. So let's go into that. Okay, so they've got, so they understand, understand money. There's, okay, so it has to do with not, they're not in the flow. So they understand money. and even have a great conversation with money. Okay, worthy, deserving, more. Okay, so there's a, okay, something in the solar plexus is rejecting money. So, oh, okay, it's that money, there's a, has to do with the power that money can give a person. So this is actually, great question. This is actually the understanding of power. And this is a, so they understand money, but it's understanding what power really represents. Because for thousands of years, we've known power as, you know, aggressive or controlling or, you know, domineering or something like that. That's been our general understanding of power. And, okay, so this is the understanding of power as any ways in which you believe power is bad, domineering, aggressive, demeaning of others. Oh, that's a big one. Let's go ahead and release that. All the ways you see money as... so yes, I can see the relationship on one level. The relationship with money is really awesome, and there's a great understanding there. Like, it's like money and, you know, you understand each other, but then when you bring it into this, so in the 5D world, no problem. When you bring it into the 3D, because the 3D world is the fear-based world where most mm-hmm. of us live. The 4D world is where we process. So when you bring it into this 3D world, then you feel, okay, any ways in which you believe money will corrupt you, or if you, so money only makes you, only brings out more of what you are, only reflects, you know, who you are. That's all. Okay, there, I just felt a release there. Any ways in which you felt money could not corrupt you, but make you, get you caught up in the drama and the chaos of the 3D fear-based world. Let's go ahead and release that. Okay, good. There's just release from the heart space there. Okay, there's some happiness. There's also some anger. Okay, so now what the anger is anger at all those that have money, you know, multi-millionaires, even billionaires, yet they misuse their money. And, okay, yet that anger keeps you stuck and prevents you from receiving money. So let's go ahead and witness that anger. So witness it, acknowledge it. And then any power you are giving that anger, in any ways that anger is keeping you stuck and preventing you from receiving money, ever increasing amounts of money easily and effortlessly. Let's go ahead and release that. There you go. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Good. Okay. There you go.
Lovely. Ah, thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you. I'm sure you can feel that Joy is working on clearing. So when you do this type of work, Joy, are you connecting in with the energy of the group, or is there, for example, someone in the group that you're connecting with who's representative? Or
No, just the energy of the group, like the collective consciousness. So whether people are alive, because as you know, in the quantum world, there's no, you know, there's no linear time. It's all happening now. So I'm just connecting to anybody who's ever alive, anybody who's live or is going to be listening to this at any time. We're just connecting to that energy and clearing it out as a group.
Thank you. Now, what are some of the ways that maybe techniques that you could share, or ways, because we deal with money every single day, what are some of the ways that we can maybe consciously, because we'll talk about subconscious in a moment as well, but consciously, what are some of the ways that we can consciously shift our belief systems around money? And by extension, when we do that, what have you seen change in people's lives when they do that?
Consciously, I would say ask better questions. Ask empowering questions. So when we're stuck, okay, so here's one. Everybody has all the time. A bill comes in. And or it certainly happened to me a lot of times over my life. So a bill comes in, and the car breaks down or something like that. And you go into that panicked feeling. And the despair and the, you know, it's happening again, or I get a few dollars ahead. So in that moment, and this is how we create our reality, and this is how we create a new empowered reality for ourselves, you choose differently. So you choose to, this is when my money situation, if I had to really pinpoint something, two things happened in 1 week. I finally had a few dollars ahead, and I went into my victim mode, and it's not fair, and they shouldn't do this, and now, and I went through all that, and then I went, just a minute, where am I accountable? And you can ask yourself, where am I even 1% accountable for what happened? Where am I even? Because often when we blame something, when we say it's not my fault, this shouldn't have happened. And even though there's all kinds of proof and evidence and that it wasn't your fault, when we say, where am I even 1% accountable or responsible for this happening, then we take our power back, and then that creates space for you to choose differently. And because when you stay in that, so let's say a bill comes in and you're going, okay, how am I going to do this? And that panic and anxiety grips you. Okay, first of all, just breathe and then say, okay, how can I see this differently? So right away, the first thing that comes in is, okay, well, the universe is abundant. So, and I'm in that abundance. So how do I, so seeing it, okay, so that came in. Okay, so how does this support me? Well, my car supports me because it gets me to point from point A to point B. And so if you want to go even further, there's still anxiety. Say, well, am I still able to get there? Like, I'm not able to pay this bill. I could, but it wouldn't be convenient, but I could. So you're just literally, layer by layer, just taking away the anxiety until you, because really what comes in when we're in the midst of that anxiety or, you know, something like that, when a bill or something comes in, is we feel like our survival is being threatened. So when you can actually, because money, it's a first chakra issue, and, you know, it's a survival issue, because we live in a world that we need enough money to survive until we have enough money to thrive, and then we go to the second chakra, which is more about creativity and such. And so, but when you're feeling like your survival is being threatened, and you go into that fear and anxiety, you go right down and say, you know what, I'm going to survive. I am safe. I can make it to work. I can get through this. And then you take your power back and you say, okay, so I knew my car wasn't running very well. So I was aware of that. Okay, well, I was aware of that. And then you just start to slowly empower yourself and ask more empowering questions. And accountability is massive for taking your power back.
Mm. Yeah, let me continue along this line, and I wanted to ask the effect of worry on our ability to receive the flow that is wanting to come into us, right? Because I'm talking about like long-term worry, and I know personally I've experienced this in my life, and that's one of the reasons I'm asking. You know, more so years ago, but I remember quite vividly thinking about my future. And of course, I've been totally taken care of by the universe. I look back and I go, silly boy. But at the time, I had worry. Like, the worry was around not just something in particular, right? It was more about my long-term future. And I think people on the call might be identifying with some of what I felt back then, which is, will I have enough in 5 years, 10 years? And the worry creeps in, and that really can consume someone. What impact does the thoughts of worry have? And then how can we clear some of that long-term worry from our beings?
Great question. Worry, it stops. Well, it stops or slows down everything. So you mentioned like yours was born from not enough. And in the program, we do some core release work around that. One of those is not enough to enough. So worry. So let's say you're focusing on your, you know, what you want to manifest, you know, bring into reality, and you're focusing on that. You feel right into that, and you feel emotionally, because emotions are the bridge. It will connect you to your desires and your desires to you. So you feel right into that, get really passionate, maybe even talk to others about it, maybe write it down, and you can really feel that. And then you start to go, well, worry starts to come in. Am I going to have enough? I've got these goals. I want to achieve them. But what if there's not enough? And you start to worry. And then you worry about all the different, you know, what if this goes wrong or what if that doesn't work out that way? That literally. So when you're focused on your manifestation and you're feeling into it, you can feel that in your heart and every cell of your being. You're sending, it's like a clear beam, a clear vibration out to the universe. You know, it's a clear direction, literally. So that universe and any other opportunities, people, you know, anything supposed to come in, it's a clear signal you're sending to them. We're like broadcast towers all the time. And so we choose what we're broadcasting, though. As soon as you worry, it just energetically, it just gets all staticky and tangled up and it stops that. And now it can stop it completely and you can stay stuck in worry. So to get back into that, you visualize over and over again, but you don't just dream, like dream boards. Dream boards are great, but you've just got the visual there. It's the emotions that will connect you to your desires and your desires to you. So when you bring in worry, it's like what I'm seeing right now. So you've got your visualization in front of you and you're feeling into that. That's direct. It's like a direct, you know, wave there. It's clear. It's just direct. Soon as worry, it comes off staticky in there. Just see that, you know, that is, think of, you know, static come, and it can stop it, so it's stagnant, or just slow it right down. If you're not ready for your life to change in a big way, if you're not ready, you know, put something depending on what you want to bring into your life, you will slow it down through worry, through doubt. And so the more you're ready for, like the more, like I said, there's a not enough core belief in the program that will support in releasing it. And worry, and I can totally relate to the word. My mom was a born worrier. I was a born worrier, something I absolutely had to release. But what that's about, what worry is about ultimately is about control. And control is about feeling safe. Because when you can control the outcome, so you've got an outcome. So when you can control, okay, this person's going to do this and I'll do this time and this and figure out. So you figure out all the steps and, but then you get attached to those steps and you get attached to them turning, you know, turning out that way because you want to be able to control the outcome. The reason we go into control and we want to control the outcome and all the steps that are taken to get there is because that makes us feel safe. Ultimately, we go back to feeling safe. And so then on the opposite side, and I don't remember if you mentioned earlier or not, is trust. Trusting that you're looked after. Trusting that the universe is going to take care of you. Trusting that everything's going to be okay. I absolutely could not do this work. Couldn't have built a business without trust. I mean, that's huge. That's what trust and faith pulled me through many times when, you know, worry would have just, I wouldn't be here. So, like, I wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. I would love to go to the phones for a while. Maybe we'll do some callers now. We'll see what the universe is bringing through everyone on the phone, and then we'll go to the web, and we'll probably continue the conversation in a little while. But how does that sound? We can go to questions for a while, Jill? Joy? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, and it's going to be the last four digits are 7696. So if you're in Denver on that cell phone, come on through.
Hi.
Hi, you're live.
Hi, thanks. This is great. Hi, Joy.
Hi. Who am I speaking?
This is Tracy and Ian. Hi.
Hi there.
Tracy. And I don't know if you're going to answer questions just with a question about my spouse, who, which incidentally affects me and our household. He has been trying to start a business for a few years and nothing is coming in. And so basically some unemployment for, you know, quite some time. And then of course I worry. And how that is affecting him, you know, what do you see around that?
So you said that
so
was
it's not
your
really
son?
My spouse.
Oh, husband. Your spouse. Okay, your spouse. Okay, so. Okay, so your spouse is starting to start, wants to start a business, and you worry about it. And so how is the business going? I think you said it's been a few years.
It's not going at all. Nothing is coming through, and it's been about, 2 years.
Okay, so.
It's a service he is trying to do for companies, and he's not getting any feedback. And then his lack of income, of course, affects me. I work on a part-time basis. I always have. But so I'm just wondering what you see around this whole situation, or is the block in me, or is the block in him? I mean, you know, it's ultimately his path.
It is, but it's affecting, I mean, you guys are married, so you're together, so it's affecting both of you. So it's in him, it's in you as well. I mean, worry definitely slows it down. If you worry about, like, he's given no freedom to create when you worry about that. But more in that is there's a lack of communication here between you two, and really being open and vulnerable with each other and sharing with each. Okay, Tracy, come back in. You just wanted to leave your body there. Okay, so open your feet chakras. So just see doors at the bottom of your feet, and just let them go. Just ground here, because when I said communication, you just literally left your body and said, "I'm out of here." So
really,
this goes. Yeah, so really communicating where you're both at, and that's because there's, okay, can I do a bit of clearing here?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think from my point, the communication, he's not very receptive at what I'm saying, and so I tend to stay quiet.
Okay, so it's... So we can't clear for him because we don't have permission from him, but we can definitely clear for yourself. So all the ways you don't feel accepted or respected in this relationship, you don't feel like your opinion, what you say matters. You don't feel like you matter. Okay, so let's go ahead and release that. There you go. Okay, there's some anger coming up. Okay, so you're unconsciously, of course, you're directing anger towards him, and he's kind of in a frozen state. So no matter what he does, so he's, okay. So again, that's his stuff. But we can, all the ways you feel justified at being angry and resentful towards him, and that's keeping him kind of stuck. Let's go ahead and release that. All the ways that's affecting your money situation, your finances, it's got your finances literally frozen and stuck. So let's go ahead and release the kind of it's frozen around your finances, and open you up to creating money flow, allowing money flow. There's some resistance to money flow here. And that is, okay, all the ways the anger in this relationship is preventing money from flowing. Let's go ahead and release that. Anyways, resentment is preventing the money from flowing. Anyways, there's a resistance to freedom in the marriage that is preventing money from flowing. Let's release that. Anyways, you're connected, you've corded into his anger or resentment. Let's go ahead and release that. Okay, we're going to ask Source to bring in some gentle energy to just soften up the energies between you and your husband to create some movement in his business. Let's just release any need for resentment. Resentment disempowers you both, and it's keeping everything stuck. So let's just release that. Just let go of that. There you go. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let go. We just kind of touched on it there, Tracy, but there's a little bit of movement. It's, there's, you can, okay, so there's still, I mean, it's a marriage. There's work to be done, but you can still receive money. So let's ask Source to bring in financial abundance so you can still receive money while you guys, you know, increase the communication, work through whatever you have to work through to support you both. So support you both. There you go. Okay, there you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Before you hit some points right on the spot. It might be helpful to work with you, both of us. Do you work with couples?
Yes, but I mean, what affects one affects the other one. When you're with somebody, everybody that comes into our life is in our life because they're aligned with us, you know, in vibrational alignment. I also, in the program that I offer, there's the four core beliefs. We go through not enough, I'm important, feeling safe, and I think worthy and deserving is the other one. So that, and you can both listen to that. That will support you both.
Okay.
There we go. Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you.
Okay, much love to you.
Good luck with the call. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. We got some fun things for the whole group later on, Tracy. So, yeah, beautiful. Let me go to the web. So this is Barb from St. Paul in Minnesota. So this is a web question, Joy. There won't be any interaction here. But she's asking really along the lines of my last question about the worry. She says, Joy, I am 12 years from retirement and I've been saving for 25 years but continually worry that it's not enough. My worry and focus on retirement savings drives my spouse crazy. Can you please help me and others clear this?
Okay. Thank you for that question, Barb. Thank you for reading that in. And so not enough, actually. Oh, yeah. Okay. First of all, just breathe because that creates a lot of panic and anxiety. All the ways you're stuck in the panic and anxiety of not having enough, never having enough. Let's go ahead and release that. Any vows of poverty you ever took in any lifetime, dimension, any ways you feel obligated to those vows of poverty, let's go ahead and release those now on all levels, throughout all time, space, lifetimes, dimensions, consciousness, matrixes. Okay, so you feel, why do you feel obligated, Barb, to those vows of poverty? Because, okay, so what you said is because I took them in good faith. In this lifetime or past lifetimes? No, past lifetime. Okay. So why do you, let's just take a moment and go to this past lifetime when you took a vow of poverty. Oh, okay, because you did something that, there was huge guilt and shame, and you felt like the way to repent was to take a vow of poverty. Interesting that the word repent came in. And so you feel, so what if you had, so Barb, if you knew, if you felt, so you just, you're right in, you feel like, I have enough money, I know I have enough, I trust I'm looked after, I feel good about myself. I have enough to be, you know, I am looked after. What happens? Okay, so you almost feel, it's almost like you feel sick to your stomach. And the reason being, because that's almost like a complete shift in identity. So all the ways you feel like you have to repent throughout all of eternity for any hardship or pain you caused others in that past lifetime, and therefore you're stuck in this vow of poverty, let's go ahead. Okay, we're going to call on the, let's call on the Ascended Masters to release you of this vow of poverty. And anybody who's listening, just, it's time to let go. Just let go completely, absolutely. On all levels, dimension of this, of any vows of poverty you have ever taken for any reason, this completely different consciousness, lifetime, release any debt to these, any vows of poverty. There you go. Good. Not just release from your sacral there. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay, there you go. Thank you for that question. I think
Thank
that
you.
Was one for, yeah, yeah, helped a lot of people, that one. Yeah.
I think so. And actually, when I'm reading these questions, there's a lot of questions, Joy, but when I'm reading them, there's a lot of questions I think are representative for the group. So I'm just grateful that everyone that you've actually written in, because I know it applies to many, many people. So here's one. This is Elizabeth from Chicago. And I'm going to paraphrase this because it's long. But Elizabeth says, I've been working for financial freedom, and I feel that I've left the survival mode. But now all the money I make goes towards bills. And what she's asking is how to go from the next level after survival mode to actually, creating and saving money. So, where we're going. So from, just literally, money in, money out, to actually attracting more and keeping more.
Okay. So let's see. So first, awesome that you're working towards financial freedom. You've got enough money to pay bills. So you feel really good when you pay your bills. You feel abundant, but then it's having more. Very first thing as you were reading the question in was what came in was freedom and really experiencing freedom, experiencing life in a greater way. So I'm going to just ask Elizabeth, are you willing to experience life in a greater way? And I get it. Before I even finished it, I heard no. Okay. So if you had lots of money, Elizabeth, then you're just sitting in the bank, you've got all this money, then, okay, so you said you're just going to let it sit in the bank. Okay, so then what? Okay, so you're just going to keep accumulating more and more money. Yeah. What about new experiences, meeting new people, whether travels, what about a bucket list or your dreams? Okay, so what you're saying, no, I'm just going to work and accumulate money. So all the ways you're resisting experiencing all that life has to offer, fulfilling your dreams. Let's release that, any resistance to that. All the ways you don't feel worthy of living your dreams, all the ways you don't feel worthy of living your best life ever, let's go ahead and release that. Any ways in which you're keeping yourself in a restricted lifestyle, a restricted experience by ensuring you make just enough money to meet your bills. And so as much as the expenses go up is how much money you make just enough money to meet the expenses. So you might have a better lifestyle, but again, you're just making enough money to meet those expenses. Let's go ahead and release that. Because again, we go back to feeling safe. When you can live in that, so your lifestyle, your experience might expand a little bit, but it's all, okay, I want to go into this a little bit more here. All the ways you believe freedom, like something bad could happen, too much freedom is a bad thing. Let's go ahead and release that. Any ways in which you don't feel deserving of, it's more fearful of having money in the bank and not having to spend it on anything in that moment. Because then once you've got that money in the bank, say you've got $100,000, $1 million, whatever it is in the bank, and now you can start taking, again, you can experience life in a bigger way. Maybe you can start your own business. Ooh, that brought up a lot of fear. Okay. The fear of stepping out of your comfort zone and being witnessed and seen and heard and acknowledged and valued and respected in greater ways than you ever have been before. Okay, remember to breathe. That actually makes you feel almost breathless and shuts down your throat chakra there. Let's go ahead and release this. All the ways you're hoping to expand out of your comfort zone but not have there be any fear. Let's go ahead and release that. That often keeps us stuck. We think if it's supposed to be, it's like there's not supposed to be any fear. But you're expanding out of your comfort zone, like you're growing, you're moving into basically the new. And yes, there's going to be fear. So let's just release that belief now, on all levels, that when you're growing, you're expanding and moving out of your comfort zone, there's not supposed to be any fear. There you go. Good. That just released from your heart space. That was a big one right there, was you thought, like, when you're growing and expanding, there shouldn't be any fear. So look at your comfort zone. It's the four walls around you. And when you expand those, you're going to, you know, there can be some, not so much pushing, but as you grow, like, into a bigger sphere, then sphere, I think I'm saying, then sphere. There you go. Good. Okay, yeah, there. We just touched the edge of that fear, and that just released. It's like the walls of the comfort zone just released. And there's freedom and expansiveness. There you go. Good. Okay, so now let's create space to receive money and to actually accumulate money, but not accumulate money to hoard it, because that's what was coming in before. Accumulate money so that you can experience more and more and more that life has to offer you. There you go. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Awesome. Great question.
Yeah, I'm loving these questions. I think they are so representative of everyone on the call. So this is a question from Violet Hannah in Lurgan, Northern Ireland. So welcome. Thank you for writing in. This, I think, affects a few people. So her question is, even if I haven't got the money to buy something, I go ahead and buy the item anyway with my credit card, which is getting me into debt. To date, I'm about £3,000 in debt. And with my pension, it takes me 3 or 4 months to clear this. So, you know, you can certainly go ahead and answer that question as well, Joy, but also maybe explain to us what is causing us or triggering us to spend the money and get ourselves into debt in this way.
Okay. Great question. So on pension, buying with credit card, and then you have to basically go without to pay off the. Okay, there's fear coming in, and there's anger and resentment. Okay, so let's start here. So Violet, all the ways you resent your situation and you're angry about it, so you self-soothe by buying. Let's go ahead and release that. So it's almost like you say, even if you don't have the money, you will say, I deserve this. I should have this. I deserve it. And so you buy it, and it's almost like you're trying to prove something to somebody because you're angry about being in this financial situation. So let's go ahead and release that. So why do people buy it? Yeah, because there's a term, shopping therapy.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yeah, they're trying to fill... You're trying to fill something within yourself. So let's go to Violet. So Violet, what are you trying to? Okay, so all the ways you're trying to fill the hole of, like, not being valued or seen or feel wanted. Oh, that's a big pain. Ooh, big pain for you. Let's go ahead and release that. So, and that's often why people, you know, get into shopping therapy or spend money or go buy clothes when they've got a whole closet full. It's because they're trying to fill up some kind of emptiness within themselves. And then there's a cycle here. It's okay. So you go into debt. So the debt, going into debt and having to pay it off and then not having the money to even partly cover your necessities is a sort of punishment. So, okay, so anyways, you're punishing yourself for any moments of feeling good because you don't believe you deserve happiness to feel worthy or wanted. Let's go ahead and release that on all levels throughout all time and space. Okay. So what you want to do, Violet, and anybody else who, you know, has this pattern going on in at any shape or form, is build a relationship with yourself. So let's create space for the inner child, that little boy or girl within you to be seen, heard, witnessed, valued, You are wanted. You are loved. You're here for a reason. You do deserve to be here. You are worthy. Yes, you are worthy. And you are loved. There you go. Take a deep breath in. When you go out and buy something that you don't, unless, you know, you need it for like food or groceries or something, when you go out and buy something, buy more clothes when you've got a closet full of them, you're trying to either feel loved, feel worthy. The next time you do that, stop and say, what emotion am I trying to get from this? Am I going to buy this? Like, am I about to buy this because I want to feel good about myself? And then whatever it is, the emotion is simply something that's getting your attention. What you want to do is talk to little Violet, that little boy or girl within you. That's who wants to be loved, seen, heard, witnessed, acknowledged. That your inner child. The most important relationship you will ever have in life is with yourself. Because if you don't, even if you can't feel like you can't fall in love with yourself, if you don't appreciate yourself or like yourself or allow yourself to feel good about yourself, you're always going to feel it some way. For some people, it's shopping therapy. For some people, it's, you know, emotional eating. Or it's, you know, social media, great distraction, or gambling, or anything like that. There you go. Good. Good. So the inner child has come into this conversation now. So the inner child is going to stay with us for the rest of her time here. There. Take a deep breath in. Let go. And yeah, just let's clear that out completely. Anyways, you believe you need to punish yourself for feeling good about yourself or feeling happy or having moments where you felt worthy and deserving. Let's go ahead and release that. Any need to punish yourself in any way, shape, or form, let's go ahead and release that on all levels throughout all time and space. There you go. Good. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay. There you go.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you for all the clearing that you've been doing for all of us. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, beautiful work in the quantum affecting all of us. So
great
question. Yeah, we're very much in gratitude. Gosh, and there's lots more questions. But what I'd love to do now, Joy, is I think people at this point are curious around what you offer is because you do such beautiful, deep work and lovely clearing. So let's go ahead and take this opportunity to share what your offer is so people can get a good idea of how they can work with you and they can receive some of these clearings in their own lives. So let me share everyone. If you are on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along visually, then click on the orange special offer button underneath Joy's photograph. If you're not on the webinar page, then type in WOTA show, which is WOTAshow.com/joy, which is JOY, and the number 8, everything's lowercase. One more time, it's WOTAshow.com/joy 8, and that'll take you to Joy's offer. So, Joy, you've prepared 3 options for the wisdom community today. Would you mind taking us through what they are?
Sure. So the first one is, it's 20 audios in total. The first part is, this program, it's so transformative because we've all got core beliefs that limit us. And I've gone through what I've seen from working with, you know, all kinds of people, the 4 main ones, and that is not enough. You talked about worry and not enough. So we transform. So we're going through, in these first 4 audios, I go through each of the 7 main chakras, clearing out right from the core, you know, the root chakra all the way up. And we look at, you know, not enough to enough, going from not worthy, deserving to deserving, somebody had I don't matter, I'm not important come up. We clear that out, so we, you know, change to I matter and I am important. In fact, the other night I was listening to this one, the I matter and I am important. I listened to it as I went to sleep, and I woke up in the middle of the night with my unconscious mind saying, I matter and I am important, just kind of looping. Mm. I thought that was kind of cool. And then not safe, the I am safe. And that's come up a lot in this one because, yes, as we have more money, we can experience more of life, then sometimes we don't feel safe. So this is bringing in the experience of money and feeling safe with that. Now, all of these core beliefs, even though I focused on money here, they can be used for anything. Money is not separate. I mean, it's part of, you know, it all works together. So all of these will affect all kinds of your, like all of your life. And then we go into really expecting money and the amazing experiences. So really creating the expectation. Again, we go through the seven main chakras. And then by the time we get to receiving money in the first part here, it's just a matter of creating space to just more space to receive money. Once you really, you go through the core beliefs though and really go into expecting it and creating that expectation, then the receiving money, it just flows already. And then, so that's the first part. Tells you a little bit more there. And then there's the rest of these audios are all supportive. So we go deeper into that. So as I was doing this program, I was asking Source and saying, what are little areas that, you know, could hold somebody up? And you asked me before about, it came up, ask empowering questions. And it's something that can seem so basic, but it can shift your entire life. Like one, just to give you an example, one is we often say, what's wrong with me? Or what did I do wrong? Or what's wrong with this situation? What if you simply said, instead of saying, what's wrong with me? What's right with me? Because the mind is always doing a Q&A, questions and answers all the time. And so if you simply change that one question to what is right with me, or if a situation is stuck, and if somebody's feeling they're in a stuck situation and they want to change it, just say, what's right with this situation? Show me everything that is right with this situation, because it shifts the energy. So asking empowering questions can just completely shift your reality. Fire and Bridge is about going from creating kind of a like a little bit of a bonfire and campfire, and just putting any remaining beliefs in there that are keeping you stuck in lack and limitation. I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too short, I'm too tall, whatever it is, anything like that. And you just toss them into the fire, and then we create a bridge. So we get into your visualization, what you desire, create the emotional space for that. And through the emotions, energy and motion, that creates a bridge from yourself to your desires and from your desires to you. Taking action, well, that is so emotions create that energetic bridge, and then taking action. And this is often where many of us get stuck. We'll get into the, you know, imagine it, visualize it, feel it, but then actually taking action, that's where many people, you know, the fear stops them. So this is really about busting through that fear and taking actions. And then freedom, again, it's just creating that expansive flowing energy. The early years and beliefs, even though a lot of what you've already done by night now would have gone into that, this is more specifically going into, because we receive, as it says here, approximately 80% of our conditioning by the time we're four, approximately 95% by the time we're 12 years of age. And so that, from that place, we go into the world, we focus on that, and we create our story, and then we become attached to that. So that goes into that a little bit more. Strength and alignment. I actually listen to this one quite often, and it's a little bit different than all the rest. And it's about, I just strong to I am abundant, strong to feeling safe having money. So it's just bringing in that strength and aligning you and balancing you with like different powerful statements. Forgiveness is a little bit of a different look at forgiveness. You know, people may or may not be familiar with this way of looking at forgiveness. Forgiveness is about saying, okay, that happened. Often we get stuck in that happened. therefore I have no value, therefore I'm worthless, therefore I'm always going to, you know, stay stuck. Just this forgiveness as we go through it in this is saying that happened, and I, you know, I'm willing to realize that actually happened, whatever it was, and I choose to move forward from here. It's not about saying what somebody did was right, what they, anything like that. It's about letting go of the resentment and anger that keeps you stuck and saying, you know what, I'm worth more than this. I have value and I choose to move forward. So we go into that about forgiveness, reframing your story. So just changing in life as humans, we give everything a meaning. We're constantly giving everything a meaning. So I used to be told all the time, you know, just let go of your past. And I was like, well, that was my past. You know, I've lived that. How can I just let go of it? It's reframing it. So instead of giving it meaning, just saying that happened, therefore I have no value. It's about that happened. I often do this work with clients in that they're angry at their inner child because they let, you know, this, whatever it was, the abuse happen. But what if rather than blaming your inner child, we said to our inner child, thank you for your courage. Thank you for your persistence, your courage, your tenacity, your support of me. And, you know, supporting me to get to this place completely shifts, you know, how we feel about ourselves. Self-love, so we go into really, yeah, like it says here, transform your life by looking through the lens of self-love, really feeling good about yourself, falling in love with yourself. And then creating the energies of happiness, gratitude, joyfulness, like all this support, you know, the release of those core beliefs. Being in the field of receptivity. So again, so this is like an active field of receiving. And just in that one, we just create the space. So this is all about going in and releasing anything that is preventing you from being in the field. The last two, communicating with money, it's just a brief introduction as to how we have a relationship with money. We're always talking with money. And then the last one, the money blessing, is that one alone can transform everything. When you really realize money has a consciousness, you're having a relationship with all the time. And when you allow yourself to bless money, receive money, like be with the value of money and let others be blessed with money, then, I mean, that can be transformational. So that's the first package there. And it's, I've heard so many amazing stories from people. One woman has listened to the whole program a few times, and she said she was figuring how she was going to pay off $15,000 in credit card bills, and that she's hasn't been paid off yet, but the solution has come to her. So now she's, you know, she's taking action on putting that all together. And it's amazing what can change when you create, you let go of the core beliefs and you let go of, like, you take your power back. So that's the first part there.
Yeah, wonderful. Wow. It just, Joy, it just seems so complete. And, you know, that's the first word that comes to me. It's like, if I have any sort of perceptions or paradigms or limiting beliefs, this seems like it's such a complete program to really work on so many levels to move people from that lack consciousness, from the inability to allow the flow into their lives. It just seems like such a complete program. That's just what it seems like to me. And, you know, when I look at each of these audios that you've put together, yeah, that's just the word that comes through to me. So it looks like a wonderful, wonderful program. And, you know, once we change our paradigms, you know, we've said this before, this is when we can really make a difference, not only in our own lives, but in the world. You know,
absolutely.
It's so important for those of us who do have greater degrees of awareness and compassion and kindness to, you know, in this world, to have the money to make a difference. And it doesn't have to be on a global scale. It can be on a scale where we can really help that one person. And when we do that, you know, our consciousness increases, the vibration increases, and we all get up-leveled. And money plays a big part of that, because money does have such a large role to play in this society. You know, we don't barter anymore. You know, we don't grow our own vegetables for the most part, and some of us do. But you know, money plays such a big role in you know, this day and age.
Absolutely. With money, our soul, when we chose to incarnate in this lifetime, our soul knew that we needed money. So we can choose as adults, and, you know, with becoming more and more awareness, do you choose to live in survival, or do you choose to thrive and live in freedom and expansiveness? And if you're stuck struggling in survival, you're stuck in the 3D, you know, fear-based world. And we're on this path to live in that 5D world that is, you know, it's about love and expression and creativity and expansiveness. And that includes money. So let's just let go of the belief that, you know, money is, it's hard to come by or it's bad or anything like that. So, and yeah, this, when I was putting together this offer, it was this pack, this program, I would think I was done, and I would say, okay, source, is there anything else? And something else might come in, whether it was like forgiveness or something like that. So yeah, that's the first offer there.
Yeah. And so the second offer is your remote freedom clearing. And everyone, I actually had a remote freedom clearing from Joy. And I, you know, Joy will share what it's all about, but let me tell you that I absolutely felt the shift and the clearing in my being. When I was listening to Joy's clearing, I absolutely felt it in my being. It's something that, you know, it was almost if I was touched on the shoulder. It was that clear, that tangible. I could feel it in my being. I'm getting chills right now. So Jill, why do I keep calling you Jill, Joy?
Well, maybe it was a past life name.
Maybe. It's J, the J. I don't know what it is. I apologize, but okay. It's Joy. Joy, Joy, Joy. Tell us about the Freedom Clearing. Tell everyone about the Freedom Clearing.
Okay, so this is done by your picture. So it's done remotely. So, I mean, this ultimate convenience, because all I need is your picture and an issue that you really feel stuck on. It can be up to three. Now, what I do when I get three, generally, they all work together anyways. Ian, you sent me a few, and we found like they all work together anyways. Mm-hmm. And generally, one will stand out. And so you just send me just your picture. All I need is like a headshot so I can see your eyes at least somewhat clearly. I don't need a full-length picture. And the more recent, the better. Selfie works great. You send that to me, and we go in just like I've been doing with the callers here, the ones that were like web calls are written in. And just the same thing, except we go into, they were just a few minutes. It's between about 20 to 25 minutes. And to really go into the depth and get to the origin, like the real, yeah, the origin of the issue that's going on. And it's, like you said at the beginning, it'd be anywhere from just, you know, a tune-up to a life-changing awakening. And I've had people that, it's literally like they've had an idea something's going on, but when we go right in and we give a voice to it, and as soon as we go into 95% of who we are is unconscious, their unconscious conditioning. And as soon as that's where we go right into the depths of the unconscious. As soon as we acknowledge something, see, when it's stuck in the density and it's unconscious, it's got a structure. And the more it's stuck there, that structure feels heavy and literally doesn't budge. As soon as we acknowledge it, it's brought to the light immediately. And simply by acknowledging what's going on, it releases. And then when we do actual clearing work, then that just brings in more lightness and frees it at an even deeper level. So it's powerful. Sometimes like the program will loosen up all the core beliefs in that. And then when you get something, and it's only this Freedom Clearing, I'm offering it for only $20 more than the first package. And so when we go right into that, it can be the what you need to just budge everything. And often that's all we need is that one big release, and then everything's freed up. And it's so convenient. You can listen to it as many times as you like. And the program recordings as well. In fact, you can use any of these also, as some of my clients will have them playing all night and on loop. And you can even play these on silent and use them as room or space clearing, because when I'm doing this work, it's, you know, being downloaded from channeled from source, so that high vibration comes in. So all of these can be used. I had one client who played one of the program recordings. It was a different program that I offered. And she played one of the recordings on loop and on silent all day at work. And she said it completely transformed how she got along with her colleagues. She said it was relaxed. Everybody was at ease. She said, and I went home on a Friday at the end of the week. I wasn't stressed out. So, yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I can say again, I've just said it, but I would highly recommend that you get that that freedom clearing from Joy. Okay, so that's package B. So we'll move on to C, and then we'll go back to the callers. So if you got your hand up, we'll try to get to some more of you. In fact, we will get to some more of you on the phone. And then we have the activation at the end of the show. So I wanted to give Joy the opportunity to tell everyone about these live group Q&A calls that are in package C.
So these are being held in January, so it's like ongoing support. They've got the program, the freedom clearing, and then so they're two-hour calls, so at least 2 hours. And when they're that long, we can really create a powerful, really empowered energy. And plus there's some bonuses here. So immediately you receive, as soon as you purchase a package, there's a 23-minute audio, what are you choosing? And then between the first and second call in January, I'll be creating an audio created from the group consciousness of the Q&A participants. And then also the first person, or in the first call, I'll be choosing from all the Q&A participants, I'll be choosing a winner for a 30-minute phone session. So you get the 4 hours of the group calls and their Q&A. So there's a bit of a guideline there, but those are Q&A calls. And then the bonuses as well. And so the first package is $127, the freedom clearing, that's $20 more, $147. If you want the whole package, it's $177.
Get it. Get it.
Yeah, and so you get supported right into January.
Yeah.
I can just
feel that the energy shift when people get into a state of really realizing that abundance is all things. It's beauty, it's clarity, it's love, it is financial abundance. But when you have all those aspects together, I can just feel that the it's almost like a overwhelming peace. And,
yeah.
You know, just think of the creation that stems from that beautiful peace where there's no fear. We're living in the 5D reality where there's no worry. We're living in the 5D reality. There's beauty. There's love. There's joy. There's peace. There's harmony. You know, I can feel that this work that you do, Joy, really helps people get to that place. It's beautiful, beautiful work, and thank you so much for the offering and for the work that you do.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I want to, as you were talking, Ian, and you're talking about being in the 5D world of beauty and harmony and love and gratitude, and so really what this often, when we talk about, you know, the 3D and the 5D world, and so often people will, sometimes they're expressed to me, they're thinking of them separately. And one person said, I can feel so good when I'm in the 5D world, and then I have to come into this 3D world and pay bills and worry about, you know, my kids and all that stuff. How do I be in that? What this path is all about, it's about bringing the beauty and the harmony and the abundance of the 5D world and the love of that 5D world. And we've all felt it, and existing in that, like bringing that into this 3D world. So how do you do that? You do that by choosing differently. And it's all those little things. So again, go back to, because it's, you know, we're focusing on money here. Something happens, or let's say the kids won't, you know, so they're trying to get your kids to school in the morning and the kids won't go to school. You choose differently. Again, it's in the moment. It's those little moments throughout the day where you choose this is conscious awareness. So this is really, this is what conscious creation is all about. So you just, you choose differently in those moments. Take a deep breath, and it might be just one thought will shift everything, and it might not make a difference. Chances are, right in that moment, it, it might, not going to say it's changing your whole reality, but it's those choices. Your reality is created through all the little choices you make throughout the day, you've made throughout your entire life. First, it was your parents or primary caregivers. Then as adults, we're responsible and accountable for ourselves. So you choose what reality do you want to move forward into. Do you want to move forward into a fear-based reality? Or are you going to choose one that is focused on, you know, you're living in a reality of love, harmony, blessings, financial prosperity, happiness, gratitude, appreciation? Then start choosing that now.
Thank you. Thank you. Ah, so beautiful. All right, sweet souls, let's go back to the phones, and I love this part. Okay, let's go to South San Francisco, and 5351, last four digits. Come online, you're live, and give us your name.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi,
welcome.
Kathy.
Hi, I was hoping you can give me a reading. I have a lot of things going on. I don't really think I need to go through, but I've been really trying hard for a long time to work on things and clear things out. But I have a hard time with the, well, especially the emotional things and being empathic. And it's been going on for quite a while, and I feel like sometimes I make progress, and then I go backwards.
You said it's been going on for a long time. What's it? Feeling stuck or despair or what?
Well, I'm very stuck. I had a major awakening a few years ago and through another major trauma. And I'm trying to get myself back, and I'm working really hard, and I'm doing, you know, pretty good, but I'm nowhere near of where I used to be. And I guess it's because I'm definitely not going to be doing the same thing that I was. And I know it's for a reason to push me forward into a different direction, but a lot of times I kind of feel lost.
Okay, so, first of all, you want to ground, but you're not in your power. So can I do a bit of clearing here?
Yes, please.
Okay, so all the ways you believe power is bad and you want nothing to do with power, because you're actively rejecting power. You're just kind of, it's almost like you're in the state of existence, but you're not grounded or feeling empowered. So all the ways you believe power is bad, power is abusive, power is like you're rejecting power. You want nothing to do with it. So it's almost like emptiness, hollowness within you. Let's go ahead and release that. So Archangel Michael, with your permission, Kathy, let Kathy feel your power, your strength, your courage. Okay, so we've got to go into some kind of trauma here that is literally like sucking the power, the life out of you, because you feel almost there's a lifelessness there. What trauma is that? Or do you know what age it is? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but can we go to the
Well,
age?
I've had many, so I don't know. Are you talking about when I was a child that I called? Really don't remember, or with my ex-husband and partner, or the last one that
No, you go back earlier. Go back as early as you can. So even if you're not sure the traumas, just what age comes to mind?
I don't know what happened. I know that something must have happened around 2 or 3 because I have this clear memory of the bedroom that I was in with my older sister, and I just was always afraid. And it was dark, and I just remember this lantern that was the light on the ceiling. And I can tell you where all the furniture was placed in my crib. And I don't know what happened, but I have clear memories of a few things back to then, but not of a trauma. But I've been told that something happened between 2 and 3, but nobody like can actually tell me what, and I have no recollection. I've had different things as I was older, and especially as an adult, but I don't have no specific incident.
You mentioned it's Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off here. But you mentioned two or three, but then you also mentioned crib. So it goes back even earlier than that. So
okay. I'm lost. So, I have no clue.
Okay, so we'll go there. That's okay.
Yeah, that's too far back for me. I don't have those.
Okay, that's okay. So we're going back to actually what's coming in is 18 days. So something happened at 18 days. So that's okay. Whatever that was, you just released something off your heart there, your physical heart. Okay, there's some anger coming up. So you're 18. Okay, so I'm going to go to 17 days. Yeah, the anger's not there. So it started at 18 days, and there's anger. And
when I was born, 18 days after I was born?
Yes, yes. Okay, so there's anger. So you felt rejected by somebody who was supposed to love you. So you came in, so you were very, very wise, like old soul kind of. Wisdom.
Yeah, that I am. Definitely.
Okay, so, and then, so you knew that this person was supposed to love you. They were your caretaker, and you knew that in this earthly plane. And so it's like almost you knew the agreement, you knew the template before you ever, or when you came in. And you felt they didn't, but why did you feel anger generally? Okay, so it's almost like, okay, so at 18 days, you went into this person didn't love you, you felt they rejected you, and so you felt anger. So it's almost like you said, okay, I'm in this earthly existence, I will play this game. However, then that anger became lodged within you, and then it became your story, and then, okay, so there was, so then you learned, so then you're, learning in this life was all about learning about anger. So you'd meet angry people and people who didn't treat you very well and abusive and such, so that you could access this anger. And so I want to just go there for a second. All the ways so the anger was supposed to be a part of the script you came here to play. So at 18 days, you had that awareness. But then you absorbed that energy, and then you decided, I'm not worthy. And then you bring in angry people because it was within you, and we align vibrationally, are in alignment with those. And okay, so then, that was reiterated to you. And so now you're at the point where you want nothing to do with power, and you're basically angry at everybody else. So, okay, so just breathe. So let's go to the 17-day-old. So you're before you decided to play that script. And I want to talk to that 17-day Kathy. So there's just purity. There's just purity. There's expansiveness. There's light. It's purity. And there's a wisdom there. There's an innate wisdom. Ooh, getting goosebumps. Wow, that's powerful. Okay, so there's an innate wisdom at 17 days. It's, yeah, that old soul. It's okay. So I want, okay, so let's go to that. So we're going to have, so your 17 days and 18 days. You're going to look at each other. So imagine, you know, two versions of yourself looking at each other. And so there's compassion coming from both. At 17 days, there's a purity of light, just a pure, beautiful, just purity of light, just freedom. And at 18, the compassion is still there, but the energy is starting to get muddled up. So I want to talk to the, so 18-day-old Kathy, do you want to hold on to that anger? No, not really. Okay. Can you ask your 17-day-old self to release that anger from you? Okay. So she says, so you're looking at yourself in the eye with compassion, love, gentleness, kindness, and together you both agree it's time to let go of that anger. And as you release the anger, what's being replaced right now as you are in this present time, Kathy, is the power of wisdom, that wisdom that you were birthed into, you were birthed with, I mean, you came into this existence with, that wisdom and the power of that. Oh, that's powerful. Okay. Feel the expansiveness of that. There you go. So it's like literally the life force energy is just filling you up, like you feel filled up. At least that's what you appear to me right now, Kathy. So just going to be silent for a moment. So just be silent for a moment and feel yourself. It's that wisdom, life force energy filling you up. There you go. Good. And in that moment, the 18-day-old, just let go of the anger. Just gone. Okay. And you filled up with wisdom. There you go. How are you feeling?
Well, I felt something shift.
Awesome. Good. Good.
Yeah.
See what happened.
I definitely would have no recollection as an 18-year-old child. But there were different things. I'm sure it had to do with my parents. But they're still unfortunate, you know, things to this day with them. I've tried as an adult to learn to, you know, release things, but it's still, for some reason, it still has given me pain. And, you know, I try to release, but it's sometimes it's just hard to not really feel it.
You said the arthritis? I missed the your.
No, sometimes it's hard to not feel the pain. I try to release it and let it go. Mm-hmm. But
is it arthritis, though?
I have a few different things.
Okay. So the pain is always trying to get our attention. It's the body trying to get our attention, and pain is trying to tell you something. It's always trying to tell you something. So depending on the, like, arthritis, that's often hate or anger we're holding on to, and you released a lot of the core anger there. But pain will tell you something. Or if it's a car accident, you know, the car accidents are about waking up to what's going on in your life, about different things like that. So it depends how you got the pain, when you got the pain, how it built up, you know, and how you feel about it. So, but pain is always trying to get your attention, and it's a wake-up call.
Yeah.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
There you
All
go.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. Receive that
beautiful
healing.
Love.
Okay. Much love. Bye. All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Joy, I would love for you to take the entire group through that process around creating space to receive money so we can all be in the receiving of your wonderful, okay. wonderful work in the clearing. So just give us a quick summary of what the process is, and then by all means, just take us through it.
Okay, great. So, yeah, great questions. So some people called in being stuck around money, and well, many people, you know, this is where I'm stuck around money, or this is what's going on. So I want you to actually go there. So generally, we'll, you know, if we're feeling stuck about money, we will distract ourselves. I want you to go there. So actually focus on that. Focus on, there was a caller whose husband is building a business and they feel stuck. Focus on that. So focus on, if it's the pain of not having the money that you want, focus on that. And we're going to go right into that. So let's see. So just while you're focusing on that, we will go right in there. And okay, first place we want to go to, so all the ways this is preventing you from feeling inner peace, from relaxing, and it's keeping you on edge. Okay, so let's release that. So what's coming in is a hypervigilance. So always being on edge. Hypervigilance is when you don't feel safe and you're just on edge all the time. Energetically, you're sending out, they're like energetic feelers because you want to feel what's going on in your environment. And that's depleting. Okay, so that's depleting. Depleting your, okay, let's we're going to the adrenals now, all the ways being hypervigilant and worrying about money and stuck in the worry about money and what if it doesn't work out and how am I going to make it to the end of the month when I only have this much money, all the ways that's draining you, it's depleting you, and it's exhausting your adrenal glands, which affects everything. Okay, all the ways that's throwing your endocrine system, your hormones out of balance. Let's go ahead and release that. Ask for your entire endocrine system to balance. There you go. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Anyways, you believe you need to keep your adrenals drained and your endocrine system, your hormones, out of balance in order to stay on edge and hypervigilance, because you believe that's the only way to stay safe in this world. Let's go ahead and release that. And hypervigilance can be, multimillionaire can be hypervigilant, or you can be on the edge. There you go. There, okay, we brought in some gratitude. Okay, so let's expand this gratitude. Awaken the gratitude within you, even at a greater. All the ways you believe you can't be grateful until you have a lot of money, or you win the lottery, or this happens, or that happens. Let's go ahead and release that. All the ways you need to put feeling good about yourself, feeling happy, feeling, you know, appreciating what you have in your life. You have to put that on hold until the money situation changes. Let's go ahead and release that. So often we'll say, well, I'm feeling stuck. I only have this much money every month. So therefore, if my money situation would change, then I'd feel grateful. Then I'd appreciate. But that's backwards. The universe responds to your vibration. So what if you felt grateful first? So what is something? So just let one thing if you want, more if you want, but at least one thing, something that you can appreciate. Okay. Now, what is something you can appreciate about yourself? Okay. So I heard a lot of people say nothing. Okay. Can you appreciate your eyesight? Can you appreciate your hearing? Can you appreciate your joints? Can you appreciate having feet to walk on so you can move forward? Can you appreciate how your legs take you forward? There's so many things you can appreciate. Can you appreciate, you know, if you know, having hair on your head because it keeps you warm, or having whatever it is, can you appreciate your fingers, your hand that lets you pick up a glass of water or pick up your phone, your arms that let you hug somebody? Appreciate yourself. There you go. So let's bring in. When you can, the more you appreciate yourself, the more you get into a receptive, expansive field, the more you create space for money to come in. Any ways in which you've been believing you need to stay in a stuck place, and then when money comes in, then you appreciate yourself and your life. Let's just go ahead and release that. And create space for money to come in. Anyways, you're addicted to the habit of worry, and you believe worry is the way to ensure that you have enough money to survive. Let's go ahead and release that. There you go. Good. That released some energy from the lower back, which is often signifies financial issues. If you've got any pain or tension or restriction in the lower back, there you go. So let's bring in the energy, the frequency of freedom. Any ways in which you don't feel safe, feeling free, let's go ahead and release that. Any ways in which you're afraid that if you feel free, then you'll be connected to even more people, and more people will want from you, or they will, their energies will come in and drain you. Let's go ahead and release that. Because you're feeling free and expansive and grounded and centered in your power, the power of wisdom, the power of love, the power of grace. There you go. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let go. We're just going to go a little further here. Okay, so now we're going to ask Source to bring in the vibration and frequency of abundance, that freeing, expressive, abundant energy, grounding you into abundance, and at the same time, the field of receptivity so that money feels free to come in, so money feels free to flow in. And at the same time as you receive money, you gratefully, with much appreciation, release money so that it can bless others. And then you allow money to flow in with appreciation and gratitude. You're now in the field of receptivity, abundance, appreciation, releasing any limits as to how much money you can bring into your life. You can allow, you can receive. There you go. And let yourself, every cell, an atom of your being, be filled up with this receptive, abundant energy. Let yourself feel loved and appreciated, valued, respected. You are worthy. You are important. You do matter. You are loved. You are wanted. Let yourself feel that and feel the abundance and the beauty and the grace of that. There you go. Simply allow. Allow yourself in this moment to feel so good. So every cell and atom, there's your inner child. Your inner child just relaxed and said, oh my gosh, I feel so good. Just let yourself feel good. Now we want to ask the mind and the body to recognize this feeling of feeling good so that the mind and body realizes this is real. And that you can feel good. Now you know what that feels like. Feel relaxed and at ease to feel good. And as you feel good, money flows in, opportunities flow in, possibilities flow in, inspiring, supportive connections, whatever you choose. Simply allow. There you go. Take a deep breath in. Let that go. There you go, my friend. Namaste.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you for your work. So beautiful. So powerful.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
All the calls and everything. Yeah, great question. Yeah. You've got an awesome group of listeners here. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, I loved going through the reading the questions, and there were so many more. I just thought that there were so many that were so so pertinent to the entire group. I know that the divine uses everyone to speak to everyone else. So it was perfect. Yeah, Joy, thank you so much for being on the Wisdom of the Ancients show. This was a lovely experience having you on and having you share your wisdom and your insights and certainly the techniques and doing the work that you did today for the community. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me on, Ian. That was awesome. A lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. All right, everyone. Beautiful shining lights. Thank you so much for being here, being part of the Wisdom Tribe. And again, thank you for creating this space for us to play in, for us to be in, for us to evolve in. It's really my honor to be here with every single one of you. And thank you for the amazing work that you continue to do, not only on yourselves, but for all of us. Everyone else is a proxy for everyone else here in the divine and unified consciousness. So thank you so much for doing your part to uplevel all of us. We are deeply, deeply grateful. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for being with us today, bringing us together. All right, sweet souls, much love. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Joy. Namaste, everyone. Bye now.